This is Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse, online, mobile, and on demand, powered by sfmsports.net.
Welcome back to Mustang Stadium. We're now joined by Mustangs head coach Kathy Raelier. Relieved, I think, might be the right word for you, coach, this afternoon. You guys got off to a slow start, but you decided not to call timeout and let your girls figure it out. What was the reasoning behind maybe not calling a timeout a couple minutes in?
We talked a lot about not panicking when we made mistakes. So I thought it was very important for a moral victory for us to work things out. At no point was I panicked that we weren't going to pull this game out. So I really wanted to give them a chance to come up with solutions. Today was about going for greatness. I wanted them going for the fast break goal. I wanted them to hit that open cutter if she was just open by a stick's length or a stick head's length. We got to play NCAA tournament lacrosse right now, and we were going to do that today.
Okay, so I want you to make me look good. But okay. I said, at halftime, it was obvious to me that you were, when you spoke to your girls, that you told them, let's take our foot off the brakes and go. Let's not let that Lebanon Valley defense settle, because they are a good defensive unit. Right. Am I right?
Absolutely. And one of the things we talked about, they, in transition, they swing at the eight. Once they're settled in, they're confident with their defense on the drive. They were not confident in their defense on the transition drive. So as you can see, we talked about what dodge to use. And I think we used it 5 or 6 times in the second half. And at one point, Marissa used the same dodge twice around 2 girls. So we saw that as their weakness, and we talked about it at halftime, and it actually ended up really working well. And as a matter of fact, Catherine Merrick is the one who first got by with that dodge, so we went at it.
Now, one of the unfortunate things in the game was you lost Leah with about 3 minutes left. Did you get an explanation as to what that situation was? We couldn't understand it from up at the press box.
It was absolutely the correct call, but what didn't happen was the shooting space call should have been called. The goalie cannot step out of the crease without adhering to the same shooting space rules as every other field player. So by her stepping out of the crease and Leah catching the ball and starting to drive towards her, she was in shooting space. The official that was in the C position was counting 3 seconds on someone else and didn't call the shooting space call. So because he didn't call the shooting space call, Leah shot, so that makes it, she can't shoot at a girl who's in, it just is very confusing all the way around, because she technically is in, on, as a player that is not safe by a shot outside of there. So that was unfortunate. Very weird call, but it was an accurate call. It just, they missed the shooting space the second it happened. It should have been called right away. But that's okay. We still won.
And I also thought, too, Leanne Bittner. We talk a lot about her, but coming down the stretch in that second half, and you guys had that 2, 3, and 4 goal lead, she kept it right there. Several fantastic saves.
Right up on her saves. I thought she held her position well. We got to work on her clear strategy a little bit, but I thought she really stepped up big, and I thought her defense stepped up huge. We were pressuring every single one of their shots. We came out in the second half and executed the game plan, and I was really, really happy about that. We took a little bit of a siesta the last 3 or 4 minutes of the games of the game, which is unfortunate, but still a win. And I think that we were just not quite as intense. And we're going to have to be against Messiah.
We're now joined by Catherine Merrick. Catherine, you had a big game offensively today, but it was a total team effort to get you guys into the championship game.
Yeah, definitely. Without our whole team, we wouldn't have got there. Liam Bittner was huge today. Like, we can tell. I think our last Messiah game, she started off slow, as the rest of the team did. And then we started slow, and we always had to play catch-up. Like, when she's on, our whole team is just a different team. Like, we rely on her a lot. So,
what happened in the first 3 or 4 minutes of this game today? You were a different team the rest of the game.
That's a great question. I think if we knew that answer, we'd be golden. But I don't know. I think right now our warm-up is a little bit, we've changed it throughout the season, so we're still trying to figure that out, and there's a lot of confusion. So I think we're still getting into a rhythm, even though it's the end of the season. But I think that kind of, it was a lot as a warm-up, and then we were already tired, and then it was just really finding the rhythm and really realizing who we're playing and realizing there's no slow. We can't start slow.
Right. Well, now you guys get Messiah on Saturday. You get the second shot at Messiah that you guys have been wanting since you guys played him last time.
Yeah, we're definitely going to come out fighting. Last year, unfortunately, lost on our home field in the conference championship, so now we're going to be that team. We're going to be the team to win on their home field, so we're ready to come back and win. We have a lot to come back and fight for.